This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The first day of public testimony in the impeachment inquiry into U.S. President Donald Trump is underway here in Washington. A top U.S. diplomat in Ukraine, William Taylor, told the House Intelligence Committee hearing that President Trump was talking about investigations into his political rivals the day after a July 25th phone call with Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky.
Following the call with President Trump, the member of my staff asked Ambassador Sondland what President Trump thought about Ukraine. Ambassador Sondland responded that President Trump cares more about the investigations of Biden, which Giuliani was pressing for.
At the White House, President Trump criticized the hearings as, in his words, a hoax.
I see they're using lawyers that are television lawyers. They took some guys off television, you know. I'm not surprised to see it because Schiff can't do his own questions.
At issue is whether President Trump abused his power by withholding hundreds of millions of dollars of congressionally approved military aid to Ukraine in exchange for investigations by Ukraine that would benefit Trump politically. The president has denied any wrongdoing. President Trump welcomed Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan to the White House for a second time at what is a low ebb in relations between Washington and Ankara. Erdogan recently infuriated U.S. officials when he ignored American warnings not to invade northeastern Syria in an operation targeting Syrian Kurds. The Turkish leader also has upset American defense officials and diplomats with the purchase of the S-400 missile defense system from Moscow. That move prompted the United States to eject Turkey from its F-35 Joint Strike Fighter program. For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Pro-democracy protesters, a number of them students, have barricaded themselves at universities in Hong Kong as the schools become the latest flashpoints in the demonstrators' quest for greater autonomy from China. Police entered the Chinese University of Hong Kong, the Polytechnic University, and the University of Hong Kong, lobbing tear gas inside the first two institutions. That touched off fights at several schools. Police spokesman Se Chun Chung said that officers believed protesters were using the schools to make weapons to use against police.
We have strong suspicion that the school was used as a weapon factory. This necessitated police response and the use of force, including rubber bullets, beanbag rounds, and tear gas for dispersal.
The protests are now in their fifth month. Tensions have been building since last Friday when a student from Hong Kong University of Science and Technology died after falling in a parking garage during a police clearance operation. At least 7 people were killed and 10 others wounded Wednesday when a car bomb exploded in the Afghan capital Kabul. Interior Ministry spokesman Nasrat Rahimi said in a tweet, the early morning blast targeted a foreign private security company vehicle. He said that 4 foreign employees of the company were among those injured, but gave no further details. There were no immediate claims of responsibility for the bombing. Taliban insurgents and militants linked to the Afghan branch of Islamic State often claim credit for plotting such attacks. Israeli airstrikes have been met with a rain of missiles as Gaza violence soared for a second day. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
Israeli airstrikes have killed more than 20 Palestinians in Gaza in 2 days of intensified violence. A father and his 2 sons were among the dead on Wednesday. From early morning, Gaza militants fired rockets into Israel. This one was intercepted by Israeli defenses. Israel's military said strikes took out at least 3 crews preparing to launch the rockets over the border. Islamic Jihad named 2 of the dead as members. The worst fighting in months began on Tuesday when Israel killed an Islamic Jihad commander, Abul Atta. It accused him of masterminding recent attacks on Israel and planning more in future. That sparked a rain of rockets into Israel throughout the day, which were met with further Israeli airstrikes.
That's Lucy Fielder of Reuters. And Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell indicated Wednesday the Fed is likely to keep its benchmark short-term interest rate unchanged in the coming months unless the economy shows signs of worsening. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.